And welcome to Soul. I'm Yerna, your host, and I'm grateful that you're joining me today. Today's episode is inspired by a post that was sent to me on Instagram, of all places. My good friend sent me a post that basically said a study was being done and people would be getting paid, as in with actual money, for improving their lives. Imagine getting paid to improve your life, he said. Must be nice. And it really got me thinking. If you look at it big picture, you are actually getting paid when you improve your life. Now hear me out for a minute. If you don't take care of your health, you are less likely to get good insurance, right? Healthcare, pretty much the same. I remember a friend of mine was telling me about how when people are interviewed for being CEOs or they're in the process, they also check their health. Healthier individuals are more likely to get those positions. A bright mind and fit individual makes for a better leader. That means the more books you read, the more aware you are, cultured, well-read you are, well-spoken, the better you are with people, the more likely you are to make a better leader. You are therefore literally getting paid for improving your life. Similarly, by not taking care of your mind, body, and soul, we are less likely to attract the kinds of relationships that will bring us peace, that will bring us love, that will bring us everything that we want. If you don't take care of your work-life balance, you lose time with your children, your partner, your family, and friends. Cool, now let's twist it around and have a more positive outlook and mindset towards it. The more you make time for friends, the better your spirit. The more time you make for yourself, going to that yoga class, improving your skills, eating healthier, walking in the fresh air. The healthier you are, and the more likely you will want to spend more time with your kids and family, and that things in your life will go better. Your career, your relationships, your mind, body, and your soul. Really, the only difference is the experiment is placing a limited monetary amount to the people who will be part of the study. In your life, that payment can be whatever you want it to be. You are your only limit. And maybe inflation or the recession, but we'll get to what we can do about those later. If we think about everything in that way, we have an incentive to keep at it. We are actually getting paid to improve our lives. And it's not just money, right? It's in different ways. But like any job, we need to put in the work. Otherwise, we will find ourselves being the ones paying for not having done the work. Food for thought that we can work through step by step, day by day. Thanks for your time today. Have a great day ahead and see you next week on Soul.